the TV ratings are now out, and you would have thought it was such a blowout that, 29-0 after Percy Harvin returns the second half kick, and this thing is over. But the ratings were actually very, very good. The overnights are now out, and it's the fifth best rated Super Bowl in history.
Wow.
And some interesting numbers here, including that Seattle, you would expect, would have a high number. They were actually the second highest rated market. Denver, you would have thought, would have had a good number for a while, mm-hmm. which may have been the case. It didn't last in the second half. Mm-hmm. They wound up as the 10th highest rated market. Kansas City, the highest rated market, surprisingly. Maybe Chiefs fans just like to see the Broncos get their tails whipped. It's a big rival there. Jacksonville came in 9th, by the way, in terms of Super Bowl viewership. And one other interesting note here, although Seattle was second in terms of their ratings, the percentage of TVs actually in use in Seattle that were tuned to the game, 92%.
Oh, my goodness.
That's like moon landing kind of numbers.
Yeah.
It really is.
You just don't see that anymore.
No, that's an amazing number in Seattle.
Okay, so the ratings did the job. The Broncos did not.
Yeah, really a statement game. And it's interesting in the era of high-powered offense, all the rules now were tilted to the offense's favor, it seems, that a defense wins the championship. And it wasn't just that it was the number one defense beating the number one offense. In this game, the Seattle defense was clearly the highlight of it, not the least of which being Malcolm Smith, the linebacker who returned the interception for the touchdown, who earned Super Bowl MVP honors. One of the real keys to the game was that Seattle got great pass pressure on Peyton Manning. And Clay High School alum Cliff Averill made a real difference.
A local player, yeah.
Absolutely. Got great pressure, forcing both of Manning's interception. So what does this mean for Seattle now? They're certainly going to enter next year as the favorite. They're a young team. They've got a lot of guys back.
Isn't this their first Super Bowl win?
A first Super Bowl win,
yeah.
Second Super Bowl appearance. And Russell Wilson, the quarterback, wins a ring in just his second year in the National Football League. So they're going to be a favorite and I think a real force to deal with over the course of the next several years. And the 12th man, Seattle's fan base, is certainly going to be on full display when they have their Super Bowl celebration. That should be quite a loud party in the Northwest.
Oh, gosh, yeah. But meanwhile, such a loss for the Broncos. And you could just see the look on Peyton Manning's face. You could just tell.
Nobody
has
a
was going along. Oh.
Nobody has a hangdog expression like Peyton.
No.
Things are not going well. Peyton just has that look on his face. This is also going to keep the conversation going, I think, about Manning's legacy. He's undoubtedly one of the great quarterbacks to ever play the game. But he has a losing record in the playoffs. He's lost two of the three Super Bowls in which he's played. There were a lot of guys, especially former players last week, who were shouting down anyone who dared to question Manning. And I watched the ESPN pregame show, and you have Tom Jackson and Chris Carter, these guys. He said, how dare you question Peyton Manning? Well, here's why. This is why we question Peyton Manning. He is potentially the greatest regular season quarterback ever, but he doesn't get it done often enough in the postseason.
Why is that?
I don't know the answer to that. The facts are, though, that he does not. He, again, mentioned losing record in the postseason. There have been times where he has carried his team in the regular season and in the postseason against the top competition. Maybe his team didn't have a good defense or didn't have a good running game or whatnot. But you look at some of these other guys. You start measuring them against the great quarterbacks like Montana and Tom Brady and John Elway. All these guys have multiple Super Bowl rings. And Manning comes up short. So, yes, he's a future Hall of Famer. But you just can't crown him as the greatest of all time with a postseason record.
Now,
like
when
that.
You talk about the greatest players in the game, what were your thoughts, Cole, when Joe Namath, as the game was getting ready to kick off, gave this interview where he said, and by the way, what did you think of that fur coat he was wearing with the coin toss?
Namath was famous when he was playing, he would wear the fur coat on the sidelines. So I think he was looking for a reason to wear it.
Yeah. Well, he gave this interview that got a lot of attention where he said the human body is just not designed to play football and
Absolutely.
That it's just not safe.
Yeah. And there was some, you gave an interview earlier in the week talking about how he thinks that he has some post-traumatic, mm-hmm. concussion kind of issues as well, which is probably the case. I mean, he withstood a great deal of punishment in his playing days. It's true. The human body is not designed to run into another guy, a 300-pounder 50, 60, 70 times a game over the course of 16, 18, 20 weeks. No, this is true. And, mm-hmm. And of course, this just goes back to what I think is the biggest off-field story in football, which is the focus on player safety, which is such a big topic for the National Football League.
It really is, and we'll continue to cover it on this program. Meanwhile, you have a few thoughts. Jim Dalton had his say, but you have a few thoughts of your own about the commercials.
Oh, I really like the Volkswagen commercial as well. I thought that was good. It is such a busy area to try to stand out now in that. I think this is not the first time it's ever happened, but Anna Kendrick's Newcastle farce spot was a really good one. You didn't see it on TV, though.
Why not?
Well, because they decided rather than spend the money for a Super Bowl ad, they basically made it an online ad, and they did it for 2 minutes. And this one kind of went viral, and it's talking about how Anna Kendrick, the actress, was offered this spot as a Super Bowl spot, and then Newcastle backed out at the last second. And it's just a shot of her getting her hair worked on in front of a mirror, and then she's complaining about how Newcastle bailed on her at the last second. And she gets up and storms off, and then somebody puts a six-pack of Newcastle in front of the camera. And so, it's funny. It really suits her in terms of her personality. It's a little risque, and to me, that's more memorable than some of the other ones, partly because of the separation. It didn't have to be crowded within the game.
A few other ones that caught your eye, the Full House reunion.
Yeah, if you were a fan of Full House, and I will admit I was not in the
You didn't like, I'm sorry, but how can you not like Uncle Jesse?
Well,
come on.
Being a red-blooded American man, the Dan and Oikos spot was a hit, especially, I think, among Dan and Oikos' target audience, which is the female audience, largely. And then there was a local ad for Chase Bank that featured a number of Jacksonville landmarks and sites, including the corner taco food truck.
I loved that. And a friend of mine down in Orlando, her daughter is the little girl in that ad.
Oh, is that right?
She tweeted me to look out for it. So that was exciting.
Yeah, and I think that's a great way on those few opportunities for local connections to really make a difference.
Now, we all have to hear, to much fanfare, you revealed your famous Culpepper man dip Super Bowl recipe. How did the man dip go over?
It went over... as it always does, fantastically. And my, I was over at a friend of ours' house watching the game, and his 3-year-old son is now asking for it in his lunchbox today after getting a sample last night.
Oh my God! How do you pack that in a lunchbox? I guess they'll figure it out. He's Culpepper. Follow him on Twitter and check out White Pepper Sports Marketing. And thanks as always for being here.
Thanks a lot.